Jeff, your turn. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
It is Daniel Kowalski, 201 North Broadway.
Thank you, sir. You're grateful you're able to vote rejecting clemency in reference to your committee supervision application. I would ask the board members to conduct a hearing at this time. If you look at the screen to your far left, is the Honorable Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, then we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also, in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. You remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak out on behalf of obtaining license and attorney at your own expense. Did you have an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, well, I didn't see anybody here either, so we're... Okay. All right, so at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, or do you solemnly affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, you're going to be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to file the records of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 27, 2018, as written directed on September 18, 2018, your whereabouts will not know unless you are absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true, but...
Phase two, you'll have an ample opportunity to explain the situation, okay?
Okay,
so at this point, we're going to move from phase one to phase two, and so based on your admissions, the admissions of Mr. Kowalski, yeah, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have lapsed or not lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, moved by Dr. Dunn and Mr. Johnson. Pardon me for that. Okay, sir, we're going to be moving into phase two or one, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone there, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Kowalski was released from ADC custody on 9/17/2018 and arrested on 12/25/2018 by the Tucson Police Department on misdemeanor charges of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1/7/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 6/12/2019 with 89 abscondes. Current convictions, 2017 commitment E, count 1, resisting arrest, 1 year, 9 months. 2017 commitment F, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, burglary, second degree, 1 year, 6 months. 2005, theft of a credit card obtained for fraud, 1 year. 2008, commitment C, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2008, commitment C, count 4, misconduct involving weapons, 1 year, 6 months. 2012, commitment D, count 1, theft means of transportation, 4 years, 6 months. 2012, commitment D, count 3, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2009, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2016, TIS release, absconded for 23 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, rioting, and promoting contraband noted. Other arrest, 1996, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Is a GV score of G6B8. Status of charges, information that was received was the charges were dismissed.
Thank you, Sheriff. Okay, Mr. Roth, we're going to call a summary of the case supervision. So when you released, you were approved to rely on Oklahoma Community Services in Tucson. You were discharged from the program on October 18th of 2018. So when you were discharged, where did you go, sir?
At that point, I was on some streets. I went to the streets because I found out that I had already been violated. I didn't know that I was violated the whole time I was there. I was there, I got violated 10 days later, and I didn't even know it because I was working hand in hand with the recovery coach. What had happened was I obtained a job. I took on so much responsibility so fast, man. I got out. I was doing 12 hours of classes a week. I got a job within the first week, man. So I started working, and it was going to be my second day. And I didn't want parole to make it seem parole was going to get in the way of my job because I was given an opportunity to get the job, which now I see, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't pass parole first because I'm not going to be doing but, I mean, I didn't want it to seem like parole was going to be the way of me performing my duties at my job. I had work that day. I tried to call my, man, I swear, I tried to call my PO for 3 days straight. I tried to call her and I couldn't get through, couldn't left numbers. I even got with my recovery coach at the halfway house, and we sent her an email. So I can try to change my date, because I went for my initial intake or whatever, and she wasn't able to see me then, so somebody else did it. So she sent me a 10-day review instead of a 30-day review because she wanted me to meet my parole officer. So I didn't think it was like such a big deal because I had already did my thing. But I was doing good out there, and I had a job. I got it routine straight right off the get-go. And I was trying to get older, but I couldn't get older. And Adam, my recovery coach at the halfway house, he said, you know what, and more recently she shows up to the property. I can't remember exactly what day it was because she's the parole officer for everybody there. So she'll show up there every now and then, Wednesday or Thursday, whatever it was. He said, don't worry about it, I'll talk to her, go ahead and do it. Well, he had never even got a hold of her or whatever the case, because I come to find out I was already violated for scrounging. I don't feel like I'm scrounging, you know what I mean? And then at that point, I meant, you know, I did, and you know what I mean? I was scared. I don't know what
the injury
does.
Okay, well, sir. Okay, you didn't defend the rape a face-to-face at the end of September, which was before you got discharged from Old Pueblo, and he your parole officer waited over a month. Over a month after your failure to make that face-to-face meeting, the warrant was issued. And I'm sure that any time, in the meantime, if you'd gotten hold of your PO, they would have, you know, if you'd gone in the scene or whatever, they were really good about quashing warrants and giving you another chance, but you got to talk to them.
I didn't even know I was in the
bar
right then. I
came
and thought I was...
Well, okay, but sir, weren't you directed to go in to see your PO?
I was directed for at the 10-day mark. I was supposed to go see him, and I failed to do that. I take responsibility for that.
Okay, well, that's what I... Okay, but you didn't go in to see your PO, and then you were discharged from Old Pueblo early because you weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing, whether you walked away or whether you just didn't attend the program, you were discharged. But it was you know, a couple of weeks after you missed that face-to-face, and I know your conditions of release have one of the parked on there with two signs, said that if you get kicked out of that program, you have to report by the next morning to your PO, and he didn't do that. And it was still 3 weeks later before they issued the warrant. So, and also, it looks like you never got the UA while you were out. Do you have a drug problem, sir?
I do have a drug problem. That's one of the main things. I'm trying to keep up on my medication. I do try to self-medicate myself, and I was trying to go to St. Joe's Hospital, you know what I mean? But I kind of got caught up in all this. And I do, I get back on schizophrenic medicine stuff, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I'm an adult, I should be able to do this shit myself, you know what I mean? But, I got problems, you know, I know I got problems. Right now, I'm sitting in pool on 805 process because I didn't bring food at all, you know what I mean? I'm not with this lifestyle, you know what I mean? And I see my history, I don't have a lot.
Okay, so what's your name, you know? Okay, then I'm going to see if there are my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Questions, no questions. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion shortly to make a determination. But before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us any other information you think that the board might need to make a good decision. But we ask that you don't cover all the information that we've already discussed, okay?
Okay. I do have an opportunity for a job, whether I get out now or I do have an opportunity to make my decisions, but I do have a place to go. I do have another opportunity for a job. You know what I mean? I might not be the best opportunity for you guys, but I ask you to consider it. You know, I know you don't have to come see how there's a meeting place back out, but I feel like, you know, I have a good reason which is work. I just ask that you guys consider it.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll be going to discussion, making a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you remain silent. Right? Well, we won't talk to him either. So, okay. So we ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation, and once we're finished, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. The floor is now in discussion. Well, I find Mr. Kowalski a good, interesting gentleman. He's got a good sense of humor. He is admitting that he has a, you know, issue with drugs and those sort of things, but he hasn't been able to follow the rules and continue with help that his PO has offered up and tried to, you know, afford him an opportunity to get his life straightened out. And with everything involved, I think at this time he's not a good candidate for return community supervision, and that he should spend his, he's only got about 3.5 months left, but spend that time making a good plan and locating some treatment for when he gets out so that he can be successful. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. No discussion. All right, so based on all the information, we want number 2018W3229, Mr. Kowalski's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Kowalski as a delinquent, violated term and conditions of supervision, and had actually not lapsed in the criminal ways or company and specifically continued issues with drug use. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed to have the right of Mr. Johnson. Okay, so the board is going to revoke your community supervision at this time. You will be released on June 12, 2019, which is only about 3.5 months away. I'd suggest that between now and then that you, you give it a CO3 and give some recommendations or see if you can find somebody out there that's that'll help you, you know, an organization, and make plans and get set so that when you're released, you can get some treatment. You have to continue the treatment. You know, it's up to you to do it. But if you've got placement and you've got a job and those kind of things lined up, then make sure you get some treatment so you can continue on a straight and narrow and not come back in with your auto, your Mr. Casper and that orange T-shirt. We really don't want. I don't think that really looks very good on you, that orange T-shirt.
Okay. passed with the emergency.
Right. Okay, so I do appreciate.
One question, my time thing, when, as you see, the warrant was issued on 11-7, and I did wait at the Halfway House for a whole month, and my initial goal was 6 months, and they're still having to negotiate 6 months, so obviously they get no overtime.
Okay, well, sir, if you have questions about the time, that's time comp, you'll have to get your CO3 and they can check it. We don't have anything to do with how the time's calculated. But when they don't know, if your PO didn't know that, your time would stop, and that time is added on at the end. But you can direct that issue to time comp through your CO3, okay?
Okay. Are you sure you guys don't want to read both? Are you getting
one? No, we're not.
I'm going to the plot. I'm going to the plot.
All right, well, sir, I really do appreciate your demeanor. It's very good to have some meals every day. And, all right, this one, this lawyer, and we use the best luck, sir.
Okay, all right. Thank you.